Emit a bath now. So to start with, just settling into your posture. And with the eyes closed, tuning into the senses to become a bit more alive. Sounds around you. And the sensations of the body. And then particularly tuning into the contact with the between the body and the ground, which is quite alive. Sensations, energetic sensations. And seeing if you can allow lower body, the legs, to relax and soften down into that contact with the ground. And seeing if you can let go of any tension in the belly so that the breath in the belly feels nice and easy. The belly rises and falls with the breath. And also the upper body. Tuning into the movement of the breath in the whole of the upper body. The expansion of the rib cage and how it relaxes. And also just softening any tension around the shoulders, arms and hands. Awareness into the sensations of your head, which is part of the body. Particularly around the eyes, seeing if you can soften your gaze behind the eyelids. And relaxing the brow, jaw, mouth. And then just tuning into the heart space. Just simply noticing how you are. Particularly in that heart space. Are you feeling quite open and expansive? There's a little bit of constriction. Or it could be you're just not feeling very much at all. So you just let that be as it is. The confidence that everything changes through the practice. As we transition into the first stage, I'll just continue on by bringing metta into your own unfolding experience as it happens right now. And just being receptive to whatever's going on, thoughts, feeling, emotion, sensations in the body. Just not blocking off anything of your experience as being unworthy of metta. So including everything, which includes restlessness and distraction. And if it's helpful, you can introduce an active element. For example, the phrases, may I be well and happy, and may I be free of suffering. So still just staying relaxed in your body without any unnecessary tensioning as we transition into the next stage. So now bringing metta to a good friend. And it might be easiest just to choose whoever first comes to mind as being the right one. And just getting a real sense of that person. And to start with, just being receptive to what it's like to bring that person to mind. And if there's already metta there, then you just need to dwell on that. But if it's useful, you could introduce an active element to stimulate metta. For example, the phrases, may my good friend be well and happy. May they be free of suffering. Or if you prefer, you could just get a sense of them being suffused with light. And warmth. So still just staying relaxed in the body as we transition into the next stage. So now bringing to mind a neutral person, somebody that you are aware of, but don't yet have strong feelings for. So bringing that person up close in your mind, getting a sense of them. And noticing what it's like to bring them to mind, and particularly any sense of disinterest. And with the neutral person, it can be useful to relate to them or imagine them to be just like you. And the phrases can be helpful to emphasize this basic solidarity. May they be well and happy. May they be free of suffering. So still just staying relaxed in the body as we transition into the next stage. And now bringing to mind a difficult person. Someone we're having a difficulty with at the moment. Bringing them to mind and noticing your response. And one of the main things that keeps the difficult person difficult is our stories that we have about them. So can we get underneath those stories in this stage? And can we trust that metta is the only adequate response to to your relationship with this person, having any difficult feelings with metta. And you can use the phrases or imagery if that's helpful. Just still letting go of any unnecessary holding in the body as we transition into the next stage. So now bringing together all those people that have been in the various stages and recognizing that metta is the same regardless to whom it's directed. And when you're ready and in your own way, expanding out metta to all living beings, maybe starting with the people in the room you're in the room with, and extending out to all living beings, regardless of race, color, creed, geography or species. Feeling into this deep interconnection of with all life. So now just letting go of any of your making and just sitting quietly together.